We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Daryl, let's start with this. So three parts of this team in a way that there were some major question marks about, either because of unknown or ineffectiveness through 2 weeks. The defense as a whole, the kicker, right? We don't know anything about him. He barely kicked the last 2 weeks. And Odell Beckham, can he still be great when he's on the field, when he's healthy? Well, Odell looked great, looked like himself. The kicker was fantastic, four field goals, including 250-plus, and obviously the defense played great. Which of the three has you most believing and most excited?
I would say the defense as a whole, because that's where a lot of the attention and focus and consternation the first 2 weeks was directed at. I just love the absolute complete effort there, not only with the guys up front and collecting the 9 sacks. Of course, Myles Garrett setting the franchise record for a single game with 4.5 of those. But they allowed 1 net yard passing. And I've never seen that before. And I've covered a lot of really awful Browns teams that just looked as bad as the Bears looked yesterday. And I've never seen that. The Browns gave up less than 50 yards. Net yards is a defense. I just thought overall, yes, I know Matt Nagy, it was Justin Fields' first start, all those, but you still got to go out there. You got to play the game and make the plays. And the Browns defense did that. They stepped up. Myles Garrett called them out on Friday. We talked about that.
We did.
And he led the way and they answered the bell. So I think that defensively, I was most impressed and feel better going forward, because that, what we saw yesterday, was the potential we were talking about all summer, and that was the first time we got to see it realized in a game.
Daryl Ryder is with us on the hotline. Daryl, how did you think the offense played overall? I mean, I thought the running game was really good, but I did think the offensive line struggled a little bit, especially in pass protection.
Yeah, early in the game, it was churning mud there up front. And listen, Chicago's defensive front is pretty good itself. I certainly didn't like the fact that Baker Mayfield got his hit as many times as he did, sacked 5 times in total, dealing with that bum left shoulder. The good news is that he said he came out of that game clean, no worse for the wear, and he's going to be okay. But look, I think Kareem Hunt changed that game yesterday, Dustin. When they went to him in the second quarter, the entire, I don't want to say attitude of the offense, but just he lit a spark with his play. And then they started the third quarter going away from him, and I'm sitting there thinking, wait a minute, Kareem got you rolling. Why aren't you using him here? Why don't you stick with that? Because that was working. And then they went back to him, and what happens? Down the field they go again. And he scores on the 29-yard touchdown. So from my perspective, I agree with you, Dustin. Pass protection early was really concerning. Offensive line got beat up front.
Yeah.
But then I thought Kareem Hunt really came in, and he changed the direction in that game for the offense.
He did. He was the better back yesterday. More often than not, Nick Chubb's been the better back. But yesterday, definitely Kareem Hunt was the better. I didn't have a problem with Nick Chubb. What was funny is Kareem Hunt had his best game, and Nick Chubb had like the most carries he's had in forever, getting 22 carries, and you know. But so that was interesting. But specifically on Odell now, Daryl, as part of that question. But Odell to me looked like the old Odell. Now the question we don't know is, can he stay healthy? We'll see. But for one day at least, it was pretty impressive. And once again, I'm proving that I'm smarter than everybody else by saying he was going to have a big game.
He did have a big game, right? I mean, he got the most targets. He played a lot, 52 snaps, 62% of snaps. I mean, that's a lot for a guy coming off of an ACL tear. He talked about after the game how he just was completely exhausted physically, emotionally, mentally, and that's all understandable. But he played extremely well. His footwork, his speed. I still can't believe how well he's able to walk the tightrope on the sidelines when he catches footballs. That is the most impressive thing he does, is the way he's able to get those toes inbounds after catching a football. But I love what I saw from Odell. I love the fact that they didn't seem to be forcing it to him. The throws came within the flow of the offense. Yeah, I say that knowing the first two throws of the day went in his direction. Second play ended up being a catch, ironically, that went for 13 yards. But I liked how he fit within the offense. And again, they didn't make him the focal point. He just was another player. And I don't mean that as a commentary on his ability. Just he was just another piece of the puzzle offensively for the Browns yesterday, and that was good to see.
Darryl, how about the kicking game? McLaughlin makes a couple 50-yarders and was good for his PATs. He was money all afternoon.
Well, he's been money. He hasn't missed
the year, all year.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood, Darryl.
Are you actually knocking on wood? Let's knock on wood together.
I'm knocking on wood.
Knock on wood if you're with me, right?
Yes.
But thank you, John Gruden. But in all seriousness, 9-for-9 PATs, 5-for-5 on the field goals. Listen, if you had him making that 57-yard field goal yesterday, you're lying, because I think only him, Mike Prefer, and Kevin Stefanski thought he had a legitimate chance to make that kick. And it wasn't pretty, but it doesn't matter. It went through the sticks and over the bar. That's all that matters. And he was able to make that happen. It was a great kick. Came back, knocked home a 52-yarder. Hey, got me sold. I feel a lot better about him kicking. I certainly feel better about him being used as a weapon for some of these drives that maybe stall around the 35-yard line or so. Sure, send him out there and see if he can put 3 points on the board. But that was really good to see, and that was a Browns player stadium record. Phil Dawson never hit a 57-yard field goal at First Energy Stadium. Now, granted, that field goal, I want to point out, though, he kicked that to the west. That was not into the dog pound. And the same thing with the 52-yarder. Both of them were kicked west, which is the easiest end, if there is such a thing, in that stadium.
All right, Darryl, how'd the Browns come out of this game in terms of injuries?
Well, Greg Newsom is someone we're going to be keeping an eye on. I had an MRI today. Kevin Stefanski told us this afternoon he didn't have the results yet when he spoke with us. He'll update that on Wednesday. That's certainly something to be concerned about. They did say that they feel Greedy Williams is ready to step in and kind of take over that role full-time if needed. Also, Jed Wills got stepped on during the game yesterday, but it sounds like he's going to be playing on a bum ankle for a while. And kudos to him.
He's not playing well. He and Wyatt Teller have not been playing well in the pass game. Their pass blocking grades, PFF, neither one is good. Those two guys have.
Yeah.
Those two guys have been the cause of the pressure. Those two.
Yeah. Well, and I mean the Browns clearly think that he's their best option. That him playing on the one leg is their best option. So right. I give him a lot of credit for trying to play through it and gut through it. I stand by what I've said. In spite of what Will said Friday and in spite of what Kevin Stefanski says, I am concerned that this is a situation that's going to linger for weeks to come. And if that does, I think that's going to present some problems. But they say it's not, so we have to take them at their word. But he got stepped on again, and so that ankle's going to be – I wouldn't anticipate seeing him practice on Wednesday or Thursday and maybe even Friday.
All right, Daryl. Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.